Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
In a deep, clear pool in a coastal Alaska stream, a large school of Dolly Varden rests almost motionless near the bottom. A giant, bright silver fish fins lazily at the tail of the pool, dwarfing the smaller char. It's a 15-pound summer steelhead, fresh from the sea. The steelhead trout is actually a rainbow trout that has adopted a different life history and has spent most of its adult life in the open ocean. Steelhead are often classified as to the time of year they return to their natal stream. Regardless of when they return to freshwater, all steelhead spawn during the spring months, usually mid-April through early June.
Steelhead may spawn more than once, while Pacific salmon spawn only once and then die. Many steelhead do die after spawning once, but about 30% return to the sea and live to spawn again. Males don't survive spawning as well as females, and generally the larger and older females survive best. After spawning, the ragged and spent steelhead, sometimes called kelts, move slowly downstream to saltwater. Most steelhead who repeat spawn come back annually, but some may skip a year. After hatching out in the gravel of freshwater streams, juvenile steelhead may grow to be 2 or 3 inches by their first fall. Juveniles typically spend 2 to 5 years in freshwater before moving to the ocean in the springtime. Once in the food-rich marine environment, steelhead can grow 1 inch per month. Most steelhead spend 2 to 3 years in the ocean and will travel hundreds of miles before returning to their natal streams to spawn. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.